Wolf Arts. My name is Chuck.
I'm Lou. Worst looking at the Chuck Wolf Arts.
Uh-oh. We went from the best to the worst. What happened?
Well, when you well, don't, you don't feel good, you got to be worse looking, right?
You still not feeling good?
No. That feels a little better. I got some pain doctor this past week on Wednesday, and he did the defibrillation where he kills the nerves in the back. So that feels a whole lot better. But the shoulder, it's still there. You're still crying, uncle. So by another week or so, it's not any better. Hopefully he'll set me up with an ortho, help take a look at it and see what's going on.
Man, you're just falling apart, ain't you?
That's where it goes. When you get old, the golden years sometimes aren't so damn golden.
They're more like brass. It gets kind of tarnished.
really tarnished. like gold tarnished.
You know, speaking of brass, tell me about your fondest memories of polishing brass when you were a young airman in the Air Force.
We didn't have to polish brass. We didn't have any brass to polish.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Man, we use Brasso on everything, man, on our buckles, on our belt. Well, because it was fake gold, so we had to polish that.
We had to do the belt buckles.
So we had to do our belt buckle, the U.S. insignia on our lapel for our uniform. We had to Brasso that. The drain covers. We had to take the drain covers off in the bathroom and Brasso that shit so it would shine. We had to Brasso the faucets, the water fountain. We had to Brasso all of that, man. If it was shiny, we had to Brasso that shit during inspection.
What we did do, we had to spit shine on floors.
Oh, let me tell you about that.
We had to take a little blanket, army blanket, cut it up in sections.
We didn't have a, what do you call that, to polish it with?
You had, it's like a buffer pad or something.
Buffer. Yeah, we didn't have a buffer.
You had one guy go out and put it down. Then we'd come behind him and buff that stuff out hand by hand. You know, it's funny, there's some people in life that you don't forget, right? Texar Thomas and the Airman First Class Gallagher. Those were my two TIs when I was in basic training. Do you remember yours?
Nope, I don't remember my TIs. I remember my drill sergeants. I do not remember them. We had so many. For some reason, it must have been that time of the year because we had like every 2 weeks, different drill sergeants that were reservists that would come through. So we only had our real drill sergeants at the beginning and the end. And I just don't remember them, but he's buffing floors. So we used to get an army blanket and cut it up to where it was maybe, I don't know, 14 inches by 14 inch square. So it would just barely cover the buffer, the round brush on the buffer. So we would get a big can of paste wax, you know, that you wax on your car. And then we'd get a metal coat hanger and undo it and then wrap that coat hanger around that can of wax and then twist tie it to where we could make a, we were basically making it look like a skillet. So you had a handle that you would twist, which would also tighten up around the can. Then we would get a lighter and set that wax on fire. And once it got just hot enough to melt the top, blow it out, and that liquid wax, we would dump it all over the floor and then keep doing that till the whole floor was covered. And then once that wax cooled down, we'd get that buffer on that buffer brush and just buff it. And then let that get to a nice glaze. Then we get that scratch pad, put that under the buffer and kind of take that haze off. And then we get that blanket and put it under the buffer. Man, let me tell you about that shine. Well, if the sun was shining and hit it, it could blind you.
You guys were smart, and your TIs was easier on you than mine. Texar Thomas and that first class Gallagher, you're going to put that stuff down the old-fashioned way. You're going to get that paste take a little bit out. You're going to go around and around and smooth. Once it dries, you're going to get it. And you're right. About a 14 by 14 piece of cloth on that, blanket.
That wool blanket.
And you're down on your hands and knees buffing that thing out. I remember the first inspection. We didn't see Texar Thomas that much. If you saw him, you were in trouble. First time you came into the barracks, we had that old two-story barracks. I think they're pretty much all gone now.
No, they're all long gone.
Yeah. He walks in there, goes up to the second floor, but I was down on the first floor. And he says, "You boys ain't ready for this inspection." He throws out two footlockers out on the top floor. Everything just goes all over the place, right? No, he walks out. Well, all you could hear was assholes and elbows.
They call that an attention getter.
Yeah, got your attention. You come back a little while later. And he goes to the first locker. And, you had to roll your T-shirts up. They could only be like 3 inches, and they had to be. If he picked one up and threw up against the wall and it come undone, your stuff was in the wind. We never slept underneath our blankets. We always slept on top of them. You always had two blankets, one across the bed, right? And one at the foot. You laid across, you draped across the foot of the bed.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Because once you made that bed, you didn't want to mess it up. So you just slept on top of it. You didn't twist turn. So you can get up real quick and get those angles tight and stuff like that. And we only wore two T-shirts. And two sets of underwear. You wore one and you washed one. You get up in the morning, you wash it out, you let it dry, you put it in your duffel bag or in your laundry bag. Next day, you just change that. You don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. Two sets of all you needed. Everything else, once you got it folded and rolled up, because it had to be a certain way in that.
Yeah, you didn't want to mess with it after it was folded up, did you?
No, not at all. But those were good times. Those were fun times.
Yeah, you say that now. They weren't fun then.
Yeah. And Texar Thomas, he used to win money. I was pretty physical. Yeah, I wasn't that big. I was about 135 pounds, something like that. But I could do those one-hand push-ups and all that kind of stuff. So he'd say, Corbett, give me five. They'd be betting how many I could do. The other TIs and stuff like that. Of course, I didn't get none of that money, but... Made my life easier. I got to be road guard.
You like being a road guard?
That was better than anything else. You're up front. I didn't get hollered at that much.
Shoot, that's all we did was get hollered at.
So
moving too slow, moving to this, not sounding off, man.
But those were fun days. I've gotten out.
Yeah, they're fun now, but they weren't fun back then.
I think we had, I can't remember if it was 9 or 11 weeks of basic training. Of course, when we were in basic training, the Cuban crisis was happening towards the end of it. So we got put on alert.
When did you go to basic training?
October 15th, 1962.
Whoa, 1962. When was the Cuban? It was in October, wasn't it, of 63? Yeah. October 62. Because Kennedy was shot in 63, right?
Right.
This
Cause
it was October 1962.
Because when Kennedy got killed in 1963, I'll never forget, I was at Coral Gables Bar, right across from the main gate at Offutt Air Force Base. We were in there drinking a beer, whatever.
Right.
And as soon as it came on TV, we saw it. Because that's mostly all of the young guys that's where we hung out at. And if you didn't have insurance on your car, you couldn't register your car on the way. So you had to leave it over there, and you're paying like $5 a month to mark your car over there and everybody messed with you. We just all got up, went straight to our barracks, got dressed, and reported for duty.
Do you remember what your basic flight number was?
No.
Your class number?
No,
like 3709 flight 12 or 14 or 16 or something like that.
I'll have to look it up. That'd be something for another day, I guess. Yes.
Because there's a website called bmtphotos.af.mil, and they got all these different flights from 1962. And so I'm looking at October, and there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 flights that. But I don't know when they took the pictures.
See, I joined it October 15th is when I joined. So probably started basic training 17th, 18th, somewhere around there, maybe the 19th. You know, they put us on a plane, sent us to Montgomery, I mean, on a bus, sent us to Montgomery, they process and stuff like that. And after that, they put us on a bus, sent us to Lackland.
Hmm.
But I can tell you who, I can tell you who my first star musician that I ever saw.
Who was that?
Ernest Tubb.
Really?
Yep. He put on a show. I guess Gallagher must have liked him because he marched us all over there. I forgot the name of the theater, it's not there anymore, but I marched it over and we saw a free concert. We saw Ernest Tubb.
Very nice. Because everybody loved him because
that means you were doing something you wanted to do, not something they wanted you to do for an hour, right?
Exactly.
So what's your best memory of basic training?
Graduating.
Well, I remember a phone call pretty distinct that I got from you.
Oh, I remember that.
Because you had a guaranteed assignment. You thought you were going to lose it.
I did. What are you talking about?
Your career field, you had like three different career fields that you were guaranteed when you come out of basic training. One of them was communications. One of them was a language specialist, and I forgot what the other one was.
I took the language test, but I didn't pass the language test. I took that at the MEP station. I didn't score high enough on that test.
Because you got caught eating that chocolate candy bar.
Yeah, that was something totally different. I'd already gotten my job before I went to basic training. That's the better thing about the Army than the Air Force. You can pick your job for you.
TI told you you're going to lose that job, you're going to go straight to...
They were talking about kicking me out. But, I, you know, looking back on it, they were just full of shit. But, yeah, so one afternoon we had to go clean up the battalion headquarters after dinner, and I went down into the basement to do some cleaning, and they had a bunch of vending machines, and I had some change, so I bought a whole bunch of candy bars for my roommates, came back and gave them to my roommates, and I don't know, it was just before bed check, so it was probably a little bit before nine. I think bed check was nine, and I was sitting in my bunk eating my candy bar, and I heard the female drill sergeant, she was at the other end of the hall. She'd come up the stairs, because at each end of the hall there were stairs. And I heard her coming down the hall. I was like, oh, shit. And I started eating that damn candy bar. And I couldn't eat it. I couldn't eat it fast. I don't know why. I'm chewing. And she's getting closer. And then I just shoved the whole rest of the candy bar in my mouth. And she walks past the door, and then all of a sudden she turns back, comes back to the door, and does it like this. Get over here, private. What are you eating? And I'm spitting the candy bar out to say. She's like, don't spit it out. You know, what are you eating? Don't spit it out. Anyway, long story short, I had to have the fire guards wake me up every hour to go down to the CQ desk to sign in every hour on the hour. We're going to kick you out. You're going to see the senior drill sergeant, blah, blah, blah. So, like I said, I'm scared, man. I'm thinking, I'm like, man, I couldn't even make it out of basic training for a freaking candy bar. So the next morning, we're in line to go eat breakfast. And then I hear the senior drill sergeant, Corbett, where the fuck is Corbett? Get your, you know, so I ran over there. What are you doing eating a candy bar? Don't you know why you're not supposed to eat candy? We're trying to get you into shape and blah, blah, you know, and this and that and the other. Do you understand? Yes, senior drill sergeant. Now get your ass in there and go eat chow. And that was it. Yeah, it's funny now, man, but you know, scared shit. I didn't get any sleep that night. I had to get up every hour on the hour, sign in at the CQ desk. I guess today's younger generation would call that hazing. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know how much of that stuff they still do.
I don't know. Hey, it builds character.
Yes, it does.
And it teaches you to listen to what they're trying to tell you.
It's about changing mentality, right?
Yeah, you know, it's about breaking you down so they can build you back up.
Put you in that model they want you to be in. But you know what? Because push comes to shove, when you develop that friendship and you develop those skills, when you get into a combat zone, it starts to pay off. You don't realize it, but it does. When you get in that combat zone, that's when those skills really, they just kick in automatically. But that's what you've been taught. That's what you've been drilled into to do.
Right. Yeah, I can't find your basic training picture, man.
I was hoping to have you and Carolyn on here with us today.
Yeah, technology's failing us. I cannot get the right kind of cable, and I can't find anything on the internet on how to hook it up. But the long and the short of it is I need a cable that I can plug into my phone like this, so then I can take the audio in from the phone with these two jacks and plug it into my mixer. But at the same time, I need to take it out of the mixer back into this same cable, so the audio coming out of the mixer, which has my voice and your voice, can go down this cable and out through here through the phone back to the other guest. And I don't have that kind of cable right now. So that's why we haven't been able to have any call-in guests. And that's why Carolyn said she couldn't get on because of her laptop. So I don't know. Maybe we can figure out something with the app. I don't know. Or I just need to keep internet sleuthing on the kind of cable that I need, because it's a USB cable and all the videos are from like 3 years ago, and they're using an iPhone with the lightning cable. Well, I don't have an iPhone, and iPhones now don't have lightning cables. They got USBs. So, oh well, we just gotta wing it, I guess.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll get it wrong.
Did you watch the game last night?
Oh, man. That was a game up to about the middle of that fourth quarter. And they just
kind of pulled ahead?
Yeah, I just not enough talent there, I guess. But I'll tell you what. The game I watched yesterday that I really watched, I'm looking forward to this afternoon, or the other day, was Iowa.
Right.
Oh, man. I tell you, that's going to be a good game here in a few minutes between South Carolina and Iowa. That's going to be.
It's Iowa and who? Oh, the women's.
Yeah, the women's basketball. Then tomorrow, Purdue. And in UConn, that's right. Going to be a ball game. I don't remember the center's name. That boy was good. He hit for that goal, and they just throw it up there, and he just dunked that ball.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a good game. I'm real proud of what they did. Hopefully, we'll be able to get a little bit further next year. But that was that was history for us because we've never made it that far before. Well, I'm waiting for some football now.
The A-Day game's coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
Yep. What, the 17th of April or something like that? I can't remember now. The 20th of April, I can't remember exactly what day. So it'd be interesting to see how we do. But everything I'm seeing and hearing is and a lot of people I'm talking to, believe it or not, there's a lot of Alabama fans here in San Antonio.
It's at 4 p.m., which would be 3 o'clock our time, on the 13th.
13th, okay.
So next Saturday.
Then we're going to go see Clay Walker Saturday night, right?
That is correct. And if I'm correct from what I have read, if I read it correctly, our A-Day game is the only game that will be televised on ESPN. All the other games will be on ESPN Plus, the SECN network, or the ACC network, you know what I'm saying? Like for Clemson or NC State. Yeah, everything's going to be on either ESPN Plus or SEC Network Plus. Ours is the only game that will be broadcast on ESPN proper. The Texas Spring game will be on the Longhorn Network.
Everybody's all excited, and the things I hear, and especially on the defensive-offensive side, those new coordinators and stuff. So I'm excited. Of course, it don't mean a whole lot to get on the field and start playing. We're going to have a pretty tough season. I'm excited to see what Oklahoma and Texas bring to the conference next year.
Oh, I am too. I'm really excited for football. I'm very, very, very sad to see Nick Saban go. I mean, he is the greatest of all time. You know, you can't replace him. You can just hope that somebody can come along and, you know, bring what they bring. Like, nobody could replace the Bear. And Nick Saban did not replace the Bear. They're equal coaches in their own right, and it's that era. That's the, you know, the Bear Bryant era. This was the Nick Saban era, and hopefully, Kalen DeBoer will have an era. You know, I'd like to see him there for 10 years and maybe get a couple, two, three more championships.
Oh, I'd like to see him get 6, 7.
Wouldn't we all? You know, I'd like to see him win one every year. But you know what? The level of competition is so great. I mean, it just separates, you know, the top teams by like that much.
Yeah, but you're always going to wish and hope.
Oh, of course. You're always going to want it.
But if that enthusiasm, what I can see and hear, I hear a lot of former players that really get into it and talking about what they see with the players and the enthusiasm. And that's a lot of it, too. You got to want to do it. If you want to play for them, then you'll get better.
I just think the game of what it is today, I think it was just getting past Coach Saban, and I just think he was just tired.
Well, he's what? 70 years old, so
71. He's going to be 72, I think, this year.
What a remarkable person he is. There's three people in my life that I remember that I really respect. He's one of them. Gene Stallings, and of course, Bear Bryant. And they're Gene Stallings didn't have the winning record as those two guys, but what he did as a person, as a father, with his son and family, and what he's done for that university, he got to turn around, got his back on the right track, and headed in the right direction. And Mal Moore, you got to hand it to him. He was the right person at the right time to turn this program around and get it headed in the right direction.
Sometimes it just takes magic, you know, with two or three people to just get the things going. And fortunately, you know, Nick Saban, you know, in his own right, he had already won a national championship at LSU.
Yes.
So he brought a winning philosophy. And he was able to get Alabama back on top because Alabama has a legacy. It has a name. It has prestige. The, like you said, the record may not have shown it for, you know, several years, but the University of Alabama was still the University of Alabama. It wasn't like there was nothing, and then one day now there's Clemson or now there's Florida State. Because before Bobby Bowden, Florida State, they were nobody, right?
Yep.
Now,
before Dabo Sweeney, who had heard of Clemson?
Exactly. There's only like one really winning coach at Clemson before Dabo got there.
It isn't like they had a culture of championships and winning like Ohio State or Michigan or even Notre Dame. You know, there's maybe some lean years, but they had a legacy and a program.
Yeah, and they don't stay lean too long. You think about Notre Dame, Michigan State, all those schools, Ohio State. The legacy of all those coaches, and they still do it. Yeah. But the NIL, I think, has changed a lot of things. And actually, I think it's made the game better in some respects as far as players being able to move around and go places that probably fits their needs.
You mean that transfer portal allowed
transfer
that?
Transfer portal, yeah.
Yeah.
That allows, I think, to help the game to get a little bit better. And
they don't have to sit out a year like they used to.
Exactly.
When they would transfer.
Yep. So, I remember back in the day when you were a freshman, you sit on the bench.
Yeah, freshmen weren't allowed to play football.
Yep. But you go in there, if you got it, you play. So,
in a lot of respects, it's better. It's different, but nothing's going to be the same. You know, when you went to basic training, it wasn't as hard for me when I went through 20 some years later. But when I went through, it was definitely harder than what happened after me 20 years, you know?
So that's what life is. Life changes, right? And things get better. So.
Yep. Well. Next what?
Next time, hopefully we'll get you in on here. I got a couple people in mind. I'll go with you that we can get to come.
But like I said, I got to figure out how to get this thing working. These cables, I got to cross that bridge.
You'll figure it out. Pretty sharp.
Yeah, sometimes.
I'll just call Brenda. She'll tell you what to do.
Well, we'll see about that.
I'm gonna tell her what you just said too.
Well, you got to remember it first, old man.
All right. Well.
You ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, I'll talk to everybody later, and we'll talk about some more things a little bit later on.
All righty.
Love you, son.
Love you too, Dad. Hey, y'all take care, everybody.
Have a good one. Give us some feedback.
Yeah, and why don't you get on the socials and post something, old man?
I'm trying.
No, you ain't trying.
We didn't get a chance to look see how many downloads we had this week.
We'll look next week.
Yep. Add them together, right?
Yep. Oh, I did see this week we had somebody from, I think, the Cayman Islands.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Someplace from the Caribbean. They must have been looking for somebody else, but they found us.
Maybe they're like us so good they'll send us a flight down there. Got to go check it out. Do a podcast down there.
Yeah, it'd be nice. But you know what? We lost those Canadian guys from Ontario. So who knows? Maybe they'll come back. I don't know. Maybe they're on vacation.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Y'all take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.